In the meantime, we are learning with Rav Avadia Yosef. We are in Yechavedat, Chelek Gimel, Siman Mem Dalid. It doesn't really apply to anybody here, but it's an interesting tshuva nonetheless. He says, Avrachei b'chorei yeshivot regilim la'asek b'torah sh'am u'cheret b'layla. You have boys learning in yeshiva till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. And if they wake up for slichot, that's going to be a disaster. They're not going to learn. It's going to kill their learning. They go to sleep till 1, 2 in the morning. You want them to wake up at 4:45, that's not so much sleep. That's not going to work. You know, every so often you get guys in yeshiva who think, oh, I could sleep on 2 hours, and then they all get sick. Not all, but it's not good. So are they obligated? What should they do? Should they stay up learning? Should they go to sleep earlier? Well, what's the deal? So it's important to understand where this minhag of slichot comes from. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Noagim lakum ba'asmoret lamar slichot v'tachadunim mirosh chodesh elul ad yom kippurim. That's what we do. The minhag is to wake up from rosh chodesh elul till yom kippur to say slichot. Where does that come from? So it's not in the Gemara. And this is certainly not the very, very overwhelming minhag even before the time of the Shulchan Aruch. In the time of the Geonim, Rabbi Haigaon says, they would wake up during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Ritz Gia says, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Rambam talks about Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Sefer HaManhig says, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Yesh Mekomot B'Sfarad, some places in Sfarad, which sounds like, first of all, not all of them, only some of them, who would go all of Chodesh Elul. But he says, and then the Ran quotes another opinion in Sfarad, not all of Rosh Chodesh Elul, only from Kafhei Elul. Why Kafhei Elul? Kafhei Elul is the day the world was created. We have a tradition. So the Ran says, wait, hold on. He assumes that we have a tradition that on Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Adam HaRishon was created. That's the sixth day of creation, so trace back 6 days. Kafhei Elul, the world was created. The Ran says that's a machloket in the Gemara. The machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, when was the world created? B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam? Or B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam? Was it created in Tishrei or created in Nisan? Rabbi Eliezer holds Tishrei, and they try to bring proof from the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. We say, Zeh Hayom Tchilat Ma'asecha. Today is the first we say it. And then Gemara says, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. Because one of the common phrases, is, we say it all the time, we say, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Atidin Liigael. Just like the first redemption from Mitzrayim was in Nisan, so too the future redemption will also be in Nisan. You've heard it. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, who says, B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam. We seemingly don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but he said, Tishrei Nivra HaOlam. But nonetheless, we still have Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei, so apparently we do. A little bit confusing. The Ran says, that's nice to start Kafhei Elul, but only according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Yoshua, that makes no sense whatsoever. Just do Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So you see that there's this minhag, Aseret Yemei Tshuva is clearly prevalent. And then the Ran says, from Kafhei Elul, 6 more days, there's only 5 days extra, also. And then the Sefer HaManhig says, oh, in some places in Sfarad, they would do the whole time. Why would they do this? Where do we get this whole idea from Elul? It's based on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that when you do the math, if you figure out the math exactly, when did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Har Sinai? He went up to Har Sinai the third time. Remember, he was on Har Sinai. He was on Har Sinai 3 times. Not 4. 3 times. He went up the first time on Shavuot to get the Torah. He came down. Chet HaEgel broke the Luchot. Went up a second set of 40 days to ask for forgiveness. Then he went up a third set of 40 days to get the Luchot Shniot. And at the end, he comes down with the Luchot Shniot. What day does the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer say he comes down with the Luchot? That we got the final kapara? Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim. That's the tradition. He came down Yom HaKippurim. That's when Hashem finally forgave us for the Chet HaEgel. Oh, Yom Kippur finally forgave us. Forgiveness. It's all good. You do the math back. How many days was he on the mountain? 40 days. When did he go up? Rosh Chodesh Elul. So you see that Yemei Elul are already Yemei Rachamim, and that's the source of this minhag. He points out, though, okay, this is a nice minhag.
There's a concept that takes 30 days to habituate yourself, or you're in a towel, things like that. Does the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah have anything to do with habituating myself to...
Why do you have to habituate yourself to say Shlichot?
No, because it's too...
The whole point is it shouldn't be habit, it should be fresh each day. Part of the challenge is that it's dry. So I remember Rav Rosenzweig once explained, he said, you know, Shlichot kills your schedule. For many people, Slichot completely changes your whole day. It's terrible. He says, that's the point. It should change your day. So the whole, you know, your whole day is changed because you have to do tshuva. Okay. So Ashkenazim only start this week. We'll talk about them in a minute. But Rav Avinu says, you see, it's a beautiful thing to do. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. But it's not the overwhelmingly prevalent minhag. So we should do it. But if the boys are not going to learn Torah, which should take precedence? Learning Torah is clearly more important, so they should learn Torah. He says, clearly the boys in yeshiva should certainly do slichot and wake up early during Aser Yemei Tshuva. That's clear. And even during Elul, if they can, Monday and Thursday. Why? The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Thursday, came down on Monday. Those are considered to be more days of Rachamim. So try your best Monday and Thursday. But if they can't, so nunu also. The Chidah though writes, he says, the Chidah writes, it's better to take some time out though. It's better to learn a little bit less and to say more slichot. Okay, so you got to figure out what that balance is. You have to figure out how that balance works out. The practice we've talked about in the past is many yeshivot in Israel, what they do is they say slichot during the break in the afternoon. Most yeshivot in Israel have a break in the afternoon for an hour or 2 hours, and so they say the slichot then, when the guy's usually resting or whatever, so it doesn't kill the schedule completely, and they could still get in. They could still get in this notion of slichot. There's an interesting thing. We know the Ashkenazim only started saying slichot this week. So where does that come from? Just to see the two different traditions. That comes from an idea base that they have to say at least 4 days of slichot. 4 days of slichot before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Just like a korban, when you want to bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash, you have to check it for 4 days before you bring it as a korban. So too, a person should need to check themselves for 4 days before they stand by a din by Rosh Hashanah. It's a nice idea. Fine. I heard once a very beautiful idea. What's going on? They're both correct. Meaning, Elul or Yemei Shlichot, Yotze Rabbeinu did go up. And no one says that a Korban also. But they're both correct ideas. Which one should govern? So the question is, how do you look at the Yavim of Elul? Are the Yavim of Elul intrinsically something important about them? Or are they just preparation for Rosh Hashanah? It seems like the Ashkenazi approach is that the days of Elul are just preparation for Rosh Hashanah. And whatever 4 days before works out to be, or they do Motzei Shabbat, whatever, you prepare for Rosh Hashanah, X number of days before Rosh Hashanah, you're just preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Slichot does prepare you for Rosh Hashanah. But the Sephardic Minhag says, no, why are we doing it? It's not preparation for Rosh Hashanah. These are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was there. So these are days of Rachamim. It's not that these are days to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. But these days of Elul are days of Rachamim in and of themselves. The Sephardic approach says what we do is that we say, no, Yemei Elul are already part of the Yeshua Hashem B'Himatzo. It's already part of when Hashem is closer, Hashem can be more easily found. And therefore, we say it the whole month. But it's not just preparing for Shana. It's not just preparing. It's recognizing that these days are days that have an ability to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to take advantage of that. That said, he said, if it gets in the way of your learning, so that would be a problem for Bachorei Yeshiva. We try to help them out in Yeshiva to try to find different ways to do it. But he says, push comes to shove, Talmud Torah always trumps all the other concerns.